Okay, we all know what a mixtape is. But what do you think of when you hear literary mixtape? For San Francisco writer Evan Karp, it means an event where each author reads without introduction or banter, so that their words collectively form a composite work of art. That's the idea behind Quiet Lightning, Karp's reading series, and the nonprofit that puts it on. Since 2009, they've showcased over 700 authors. Evan Karp spoke with KLW's Jen Chien.
Tell me about the name Quiet Lightning. Where did that come from?
Oh, man. It came from trying to describe the feeling in the room when somebody has somebody who's been talking, and there's a lot of people who've been listening to them, and that person stops talking, but the sort of electricity or the energy is the words are bouncing around the room and bouncing around people's heads sort of collectively. So I guess that was trying to describe that.
So there are a lot of literary readings and events. It's a pretty rich literary scene here in the Bay Area. What do you think that Quiet Lightning brings that's different, or what do you want to bring into the community that's your own?
That's a good question. I mean, when it was started originally, the idea was to sort of subvert the ego centricity of readings that seems sort of innately embedded into the format of most readings.
What did you notice about the readings that you're going to that showed you that egocentrism?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's all mostly an innocent thing. I think it was just people saying, you know, people reading long bios of the readers thanking the hosts and everybody for coming. And, you know, it's sort of like, obviously you're happy to be here. We all know that we're here for the poetry or for the story, or, you know, to hear what you've created more so than how you feel that you should feel.
Than a bio or...
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, especially now when Quiet Lightning started, I guess, in 2009, the internet was becoming a very social place at that time. And I think it was becoming a more central role in people's lives. And I think at that point, it was sort of like, well, you could just put the bios online and we'll all know who you're talking about.
If you want to look it up, you can look it up. Totally. If not, just enjoy the poetry.
Totally. So that's part of it. Another part of it is when people are inviting their friends, or, you know, they're sort of cliquey.
The insular nature of some of the events.
Totally. So that's part of it. And then another part is mixing established, so to speak, artists with emerging artists.
So you have a big show coming up. You're celebrating your 100th show. It's got the usual blind submission picked readers, but also some special guests and some dance and music. It's taking place on Mount Tam. Yeah. So how is the process for putting this show together different from other Quiet Lightning readings?
Well, it's been a lot more intensive. We're, you know, working with the California State Parks and the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy are our co-producers. It's the centennial of the national parks.
That's
system
right.
This year.
So there's a nice hunnit thing going on here.
Yeah, there's a cool synchronicity there.
We have a clip of one of the neighborhood heroes that are going to be in the show this year. It's Tongo Eisenmartin, who is a local, wonderful local poet.
This poem is called The Crazy Ones. Names have never sat well with us crazy ones. All the others wear their names like a new suit of clothes. When they make new friends, they babble their names. They're in a rush to print them on tiny white cards that pass from hand to hand, filled with the joy of innocent things. And what happiness they radiate, those Alfredos and Antonios, those hard-loved wines and silent Sergios, those Alejandros rank with the musk of the sea. All those names flowing out the same throat that calls them out like proud flags on a battlefield, names still kicking around on earth, making noise even after they've gone off with their bones into the shadows. But the crazy ones, oh Lord, the crazies, who suffocate from forgetting so much, we poor crazy cats get even our laughter mixed up, and our happiness fills with tears. How are we going to get anywhere dragging our names along, looking out for them, polishing them like miniature silver animals, seeing with these eyes that even dreams can't control, that don't get lost in the dust that flatters and hates us? We mad ones just can't hope to have anyone nameless. But we'll forget about this too.
That was Tongo Eisenmartin, one of the poets who's going to be featured at Quiet Lightning's Poetry in the Parks show. Since 2009, Quiet Lightning has put on 1,100 readings, more than 1,100 readings, around there.
Yeah, it's about 1,100. I've counted it a few times, and you know, it's give or take a few.
So you've worked with hundreds of authors. You've done over 100 events every year. How do you manage to keep up with that volume of putting stuff out?
Well, the monthly shows are, I think we're equipped for them now. I mean, we've been doing them every month for, you know, since December of 2009. And it does feel like a miracle every month still that it all comes together, that we get the books back on time, you know, that all the authors show up. And doing, that is an average of more than one show a month if you add it up. And I guess I would just say that people have been asking us to do things as we've become more well-known or just done more shows with different people and different organizations. And so, you know, learning how to say no has been something that I've had to do.
You have to learn how to practice that.
And then I went through a phase of saying no, and that was good. And then I went through another phase of saying yes, because, you know, when the state parks says, hey, do you want to do a show in the amphitheater? It's like, yes, like, that's a dream.
Maybe I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes and hope everything comes together.
What do you personally get out of doing Quiet Lightning? It is a lot of work, as you were saying.
I've met almost everybody I know through Quiet Lightning. All of the board members I originally met through Quiet Lightning. It's community for me. It's also an experience of art by both people that I do and don't know on a regular basis. And that's been a very healthy thing for me to hear how people express themselves and what they have to say. It's maybe an exercise in listening. I think it reinforces for me what I want to do as a writer personally. It certainly helps me grow just by paying attention to people.